Hello, and welcome to the Major Gifts Fundraiser Podcast. I'm Monica Van Deventer. Let me tell you a little bit about the tribe we're building here at Major Gifts Fundraiser. We're working with people like you who want to be among the very best in this field. You want to accomplish great things. You want to challenge yourself. You want to grow, and you are up for going on a journey because you know a journey is what it takes to become the very best version of yourself. You're listening to this podcast because you know that in order to be a great fundraiser, you have to spend time thinking about how you'll be a great fundraiser. You can learn more about our new online training programs at majorgiftsfundraiser.com. And without further ado, here's Clark.
Buenos dias, mis amigos. Clark Van Deventer here from Major Gifts Fundraiser. Hope that you are having a fantastic Hope you're having a fantastic day. Man, I'm in a good mood. And I'm gonna jump right into this. All right, because I just got off a call with a client. Great call, great energy. Man, I love serving our clients, helping them level up, helping them do well. The goal with our donors. The goal is that our donors are not just donors, that they are friends. And that our goal with them is that we would not just be a development officer, but that we would move into the role of trusted advisor, that we would treat our donors in such a way that we no longer just have that our donors no longer have that sense with us that we are there to get their money, that we are treating them as a wallet with a human attached. We want our clients to have the joy and satisfaction of knowing that they're using the tools and techniques used by the very best development people in this field, right? And that results in real relationships. We sometimes, like, we've used this tagline in the past, like, right, like deeper and more meaningful relationships with your donors than you ever thought possible. That's what we're trying to help you achieve. Which is why we spend so much time talking about thanking and stewarding your donors. And every new donor these systems we run through. Every new donor to your organization should be thanked 7 times for their first gift to your organization within the first month of their first gift. 7 times, all right? And then every active donor should be receiving 7 thank yous throughout the course of the year. These are 7 moves, 7 touch points throughout the year, just this steady stream of thanks. And I hate it. Nothing gets me more frustrated then when someone is like, really? Like, do I really have to thank them 7 times? Really? And not to compare myself to Jesus, all right? But there's that story in the Bible where Jesus, his disciples ask him, like, how many times do we have to forgive someone? Like, up to 7? And I feel like Jesus is like, come on, man, are you serious? Not 7 times, but 77 times, or 77 times 7. And that's how I feel when an organization asks me, like, how many times do I have to thank them? And I'm like, are you really asking me this question? Are you really asking me how many times do you have to thank them? Because what you should be asking them is, or what you should be saying to me is, like, do I have to stop at 7? Like, you should be thanking them all the time. That should just be you should just feel it. Thank yous should be oozing out of you. We should always be thanking our supporters in every interaction. Like, thank you so much for your support. I hope you know how much your support means to us. I hope you know what a difference you're making. And this shouldn't be hard. Like, this should come from the heart. You should exude gratitude. Like, okay, what? So I'm throwing stuff here. Why is the thank you process so important? All right. First of all, it should come from the heart. All right. This should not be mechanical. It should come from the heart. But, all right, there was a study done years ago on donor retention. And the question was, you know, why is a donor who's given one gift to an organization not given a second? And the answer we got back was not that they weren't properly thanked or they didn't get a receipt or that they didn't know how their gift made an impact. It was that they didn't remember giving in the first place. They didn't remember having ever given to the organization. Why didn't you give a second gift to this organization? Did I ever give a first? Like, they didn't remember having ever given. So your number one job is to make it impossible for a donor to ever say that. No donor could ever say of you, I don't remember having ever given, because they got seven thank yous within the first month of their first gift. You're making it impossible for a donor to ever say, I don't remember having ever given to them. But your donor ultimately should get more joy out of giving to you than anything else they could do with their money, charitable or otherwise. That is the goal. And that doesn't just happen magically. It takes heart, right? Like, your heart has to be in it. You have to want to provide them a great giving experience. So yeah, we need to establish systems. We should have systems in place. We should have an attention for detail. We should have a methodical approach for doing lots of things right. Many little wows make big wow. But I like to challenge fundraisers to do things for your donors that people will still be telling stories about 20 years from now. All right. But those big things need to happen after you've already established a baseline of thanks and stewardship. So you can't just do big, you can't have a terrible system and then just do something big. All right. You need to have a system and then do big things on top of that system. All right. So you get a seat at a poker game by paying your ante. Your ante is doing basic donor service as well, thanking your donors, sending appropriate gift receipts, responding to messages and requests. All right. That's your ante. But you don't win the game by playing, you don't win the game by paying your ante. All your ante does is give you a seat at the table. So if you are not paying your ante, I'm telling you, you're not even in the major gifts game. All right. Now, of course, you want to get major gifts, but if you're not paying your ante, you're not at the table. You don't even have your seat at the table yet. So you want to raise more money? Raising more money will be a lot easier if you have happy donors. Donors who are having a joyous giving experience with your organization. I used to have this presentation I would give, and it was on asking, and I said that happy donors are a prerequisite to making an ask. But that's actually not true. Your donors don't have to be happy in order for you to ask them for a gift, but it sure makes it a lot easier, right? If you want your donors to give big, audacious gifts, if you want your donors to give stand on their tiptoe gifts, it's going to be a lot easier to make that ask and to get that gift if they're already just happy. They already feel loved and cared for and appreciated. And you get them to love and care for and appreciate it by developing a culture of service, not just encouraging random acts of great service. Okay, so I've got a book on my bookshelf over here, Be Our Guest, Perfecting the Art of Customer Service. This is Disney. And I went on a Disney cruise recently. I felt like I could write off the cruise. It was such a great experience in terms of customer service. All right, so from Be Our Guest, it says, wowing guests, to borrow a word from Tom Peters, means not only meeting these preconceived notions of what a Disney vacation or film or toy should be, but exceeding them. In the same way, you must first meet and then exceed the expectations of your customers if you are going to build a reputation for quality service. All right, meet and then exceed your donor expectations. Many companies wow their customers on occasion. All right, many organizations wow their donors on occasion. The story will be told and retold and perhaps added to corporate lore, but then it's back to business as usual. But it's the plethora of little wows, many of which seem fairly insignificant at the time, on which quality service depends. If the little wows are delivered consistently and continuously, they add up to a big wow. Okay, I always say make your donors feel safe and loved and cared for and then wowed. Not like this idea that we're going to overcome missteps or overcome terrible systems, overcome the fact that we're really slow in getting our thank you receipts out by doing something great. No, make them feel safe and loved and cared for and then wowed. So 7 thank yous after the first gift. Systems in place to thank donors throughout the year. And if you will do a better job of doing this, and by the, you can work with us. We can help you do this. We can help you set up these systems if you want. But get these systems in place. And if you get those systems in place, the two things that you'll see happen first is that your donor retention rate will go up. So you'll stop bleeding donors, you'll stop losing donors. And the second thing that will happen is you will experience marginal increases in support from existing donors. Donors who are capable of giving more will give more. I'm not even talking about major gifts yet. So, and I say this all the time, if you're afraid of asking for gifts, if you hate asking for gifts, just get really good at thanking your donors. And if you get really good at thanking your donors, you will be among the best fundraisers. You can be a terrible asker, but really good at thanking your donors. And you will be really good at raising money. We did a series of donor interviews. You can look them up on this podcast. Go back. You can look up those old interviews we did with major donors. We had one donor actually say, without skipping a beat, as he was talking about an organization that has a thank you culture, he said, they thank me all the time and I give more. That's exactly. He said, they thank me all the time and I give more. Culture of thanks and gratitude. Hey, we have a resource that you can look at. Okay. And I think it's just a great thing to get you thinking. 57 ways to thank and steward your donors. If you've never gotten a copy of that from us, email me and ask for the list of 57 ways to thank and steward your donors. It's just a great list to get you thinking about creative ways to thank your donors, and make thanking your donors part of your culture, part of your fabric. Also, writing letters, like every letter you write to your donors should have thank you bread. All right. You want to write to your donors and invite them to come to an event. Or whatever. For whatever purpose you're writing to your donors, get out your thank you bread. Start by thanking them for their support. Say whatever else you wanted to say, and then end by thanking them for their support, thanking them for being a part of this great work with you. You can email me for this. I also have a list. It's 13 tips for writing a good thank you letter. It's just a checklist you can run through when you are drafting and reviewing thank you letters. Or when you're reviewing and updating your standard thank you letters, look through my list of 13 tips for writing a good thank you letter. All right, that's all I've got for you today. If you're looking for these resources, or if I can help you in any way, the email is clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. That's clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. All right, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Hey, Monica here. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast and getting some great bits of information from each episode. I want to take just a minute and talk with you about how you can work with Clark as your development coach, or as he likes to put it, your mountain guide. If you were going to trek into the mountains, you may hire a mountain guide. If it's a big mountain and you don't know the terrain and you don't have experience in those parts, you certainly should have a guide. So when it comes to nonprofit development and major gifts fundraising, Clark can be that guide. He has been in these mountains before. He has over 20 years of experience and has raised millions of dollars for all different types of organizations. He knows what to expect. He's seen a lot. He knows the terrain. And like a mountain guide, he can help you. He can't take the steps for you, but he can take them with you. He has a map. He has a plan. He knows the weather. He can be your guide. So if you're looking for a coach to help take you to new heights, we're here to help. We can put together a custom coaching package that works for you. For more information, reach out to me on email at monica@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. That's Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, @majorgiftsfundraiser.com.